Mr. 67, Petty Officer Gonzalez speaking. How may I help you?
Hi, good morning. This is Motor Vessel Angeles. Mm-hmm. Captain speaking. We just rescued one person from a capsizing boat at sea.
Okay, Captain.
And for the moment, the guy is okay. It's just in accommodation. It's in shock. It was just sitting on the on the bow of his boat, because the boat is just on the vertical. But this is according to the message, probably this search and rescue, which we receive.
Yes. Do you have a name for the gentleman?
Not yet. Not yet. We will ask. My crew is taking care of him. Give him some blankets and some dry clothes. And once I will have more information, I will just call you back.
And sir, what is your vessel's name?
Angeles, sir. Angeles is my vessel name.
I have it, sir.
Stuart B.
Yes.
Is the name of the guy.
Roger that, sir. Stuart B. Yeah, we heard you, sir.
Stuart B.
Yes, sir. That is the gentleman that we've been looking for. That is the gentleman we've been looking for. Thank you.
I'm very happy for this.
Yes, so are we. Thank you so much.
He's alive. I will put him online and you can talk with him.
Wonderful. Thank you, Captain.
Yeah, thank you. Please.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Hello, sir.
Good afternoon, Mr. B. I'm sure this is a pleasant afternoon for you.
Okay, yes.
Hey, Mr. B, just so you're aware, because you're on a satellite phone, there's going to be a bit of a delay for our communications. My name is Lieutenant Sean Antonelli. I'm the command duty officer for the Coast Guard in Miami, Florida. We basically helped oversee all of the rescue operations that were run out of our Coast Guard sector in Jacksonville, Florida today. First and foremost, I am happy that you are alive and well. That is great to hear. I'm sorry for the result in your vessel. I'd be curious to know what happened, sir.
Okay. The question, what I believe happened, I was asleep, but I had been working on the engines, the squealing noises, and several parts on it. I was working on it, but I was asleep when the water gushed in the back and forced me up to the front. Over.
Roger, understood. Were you asleep last night, or was this Friday evening right after you had left Canaveral? Over.
Somewhere between midnight and daylight, Saturday night, between Saturday and Sunday, over.
Understood. Sometime very early this morning, Sunday morning, somewhere between midnight and daylight, is when you were woken up by the water coming into your vessel. Over.
Yes, yes. I didn't see anybody. I thought it was, this is it. And then I saw a container vessel in the distance, and I don't have my glasses. I couldn't see if it was coming to me or not, but I began waving and took my shirt off and waved at periodically. And in the course of a half an hour, it seemed to get closer, and I could see it was coming my way. And then he signaled me with three blasts of his horn, and I figured he saw me, and he would radio in my location. So, excuse me, somebody could come and pick me up. Over.
Understood, Captain. I can tell you cannot imagine the feeling that you had when you saw that vessel coming. When we did some of our investigative research, we found that you have a personal locator beacon, PLB, registered to you. Did you happen to, I'm assuming that got left on board the vessel just in case we receive an alert for it? Over.
Yeah, I bought an EPIRB, and I have it attached to the wall somewhere in the middle of the boat up high, and I did not get that as I got pushed out, but three times I tried to hold my breath and swim down and get it, but I couldn't reach it. I was getting ready to go down a fourth time to try to get this thing, because I don't know if it activates by itself. I'm not aware of that. But that's when I saw the Jatia cargo vessel, and yeah, I started to wave at them, and they got closer and closer, and they finally responded, and that's it. Over.
Roger, Captain. Understood. You attempted to get to your personal locator beacon, your EPIRB, but weren't able to. We'll keep note of that in case it does float free at some point and self-activate. They do happen sometimes. That we'll get the alert here in our office, so we'll make sure we know that it was left out there. Over.